The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D. SMA may carry higher risk for fluid buildup in the brain. Study finds. Spinal muscular atrophy patients may be at a fourfold greater risk of hydrocephalus, or abnormal accumulation of cerebrospinal fluid in the brain, than their healthy peers, a large U.S. health record-based study suggests. Data also showed that patients younger than 2 years, those most likely to have more severe disease, had the highest incidence of hydrocephalus. This brain condition has been reported in patients treated with Spinraza or nusinersen, which is delivered into the CSF. But these results, based on health records before the therapy's approval, strongly suggest that hydrocephalus may be a part of SMA's natural disease course. The study, The Incidence of Hydrocephalus Among Patients with and Without Spinal Muscular Atrophy, Results from a U.S. Electronic Health Record Study, was published in the Orphan A Journal of Rare Diseases. The CSF, which bathes the spinal cord in the brain, not only protects these structures from damage, but also serves as a nutrient source and waste removal system for the brain. An abnormal buildup of this fluid in the hollow cavities of the brain, causing pressure on the brain's tissues, is called hydrocephalus. The condition is caused by obstruction of CSF circulation due to inadequate absorption of CSF, or less often, by overproduction of the CSF, the researchers wrote. It can lead to serious brain damage and, if untreated, is usually fatal. Hydrocephalus may be present at birth or may develop over time as a result of injury or disease. When diagnosed at birth, the serious but treatable condition is estimated to occur in about 78 to 106 cases per 100,000 births. It can affect anyone at any age, but it is most common in infants and older adults. While there are reports of hydrocephalus in some SMA patients since 2014, the incidence of hydrocephalus in the SMA population in relation to the general population is currently unknown, the team wrote. A small number of hydrocephalus cases has been reported in patients treated with Biogen Spinraza outside clinical trials. Spinraza, administered directly into the CSF, became the first disease-modifying therapy approved for SMA in the U.S. in 2016. Without knowing the incidence of hydrocephalus in untreated SMA patients, it is difficult to determine if the neurologic condition is a side effect of Spinraza or part of SMA's natural course. Researchers at Biogen retrospectively analyzed electronic health records, or EHR, from the U.S. Optum database to estimate hydrocephalus incidence in SMA patients and in matched unaffected individuals between January 1, 2007 and December 22, 2016. The day before Spinraza's U.S. approval. The Optum database is one of the largest and broadest de-identified EHR data assets in the U.S., with records covering about 100 million people. Using specific health codes, the researchers identified 5,354 SMA patients diagnosed during that period, who were matched by age and sex to 5,354 non-affected individuals used as controls. SMA patients' mean age was 45, and about half were male. They were followed for a mean of 7.6 years. Results showed that new cases of hydrocephalus identified through respective health codes occurred in 42 SMA patients and 9 unaffected individuals. In both groups, the greatest number of hydrocephalus cases occurred in people older than 50. 5 cases were identified in children younger than age 2, all with an SMA diagnosis. Hydroencephalus incidence rates per 100,000 person months, the gathered follow-up months of all individuals in the study, were 15.5 among SMA cases and 3.3 among non-SMA controls. This represented a 4.7 higher risk of hydrocephalus in the SMA group. An increased risk of hydrocephalus among SMA patients was observed in both males and females and across age groups. Notably, the neurological condition was found to occur more frequently in males than in females among both patients and controls. The highest incidences were found in SMA patients younger than 2 years, likely those diagnosed with more severe forms of the disease, and in adolescents, young adults, and adults older than 50 among the control group. The most frequent type of hydrocephalus was obstructive hydrocephalus, blocking of CSF flow in SMA patients, and idiopathic normal pressure hydrocephalus, or enlarged brain cavities without increased pressure, in controls. The team noted that CSF flow obstruction in SMA may be indicative of the disease's whole body nature. While routine brain imaging in SMA patients may contribute to a higher detection of hydrocephalus without symptoms, the researchers considered that it was unlikely that most of these cases were asymptomatic and entirely responsible for the increased incidence among SMA patients. These real-world findings from a pre-Spinraza period highlighted that SMA patients had a 4 times greater risk of developing hydrocephalus than controls. The researchers wrote, quote, "Future studies on this topic are needed to determine whether hydrocephalus is part of the natural history of SMA in some patients, and whether there is a causal association between SMA and hydrocephalus. Still, these findings are important for the optimization of care and treatment of patients with SMA, and should prompt further research to determine if there is a temporal relation between the occurrence of hydrocephalus and treatment with Spinraza or other therapies."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. If I have the schedule right, you'll be listening to this on Memorial Day or shortly after. In my neck of the woods, it's the unofficial kickoff of summer. The original intent is a day to remember those who died serving our country. Even though we honor those men and women on this day, Memorial Day has grown not only to remember them, but reflect on our past to build our future. When I think about that, Brianna Alber's recent column comes to mind, naming disability as a space of possibility. In it, she refers to an article that inspired her column. It made her reflect on her life with SMA and ask if there was a cure tomorrow, would she take it? The short answer for her is yes, but she can't dismiss what her disability brings to her life. She says, quote, "SMA forces me to think outside the box, to look at what the world has given me, and ask, with gratitude, what else is possible." She continues, "We have 1 foot in the real world and 1 foot in this space of possibility. We are forced to try new things, to experiment, to completely reimagine what it is to be a person in the 21st century." End quote. Maybe someday we'll live in a world without SMA. When that day comes, we can look to the past as we do on Memorial Day to shape our future. Today also makes me think about my little brother, Scott, who passed away from complications of SMA when he was 4.5 years old. Although he didn't have the opportunity to serve his country like our dad and grandpa, he fought his own battle. He was our brave little warrior, despite being afraid of Woodsy Owl. In his short time with us, he brought a light that will shine for generations. He was among those who shaped the past of SMA. As we remember those who lost their lives in battle, both military and otherwise, because they touched our lives, we're building our future with a strong foundation. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.